We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is here. We have never, ever featured an animal like we have today for our stand-in news hound.
That's right. It's a news daigu.
For once, I'm glad you didn't bring the animal in studio.
I keep thinking once people start spending a little time around these little creatures, all of a sudden you start recognizing how social and fun and interactive they are.
Really? Okay. This reminds me of a guinea pig. Am I far?
Yeah. You know what? If you kind of combine a guinea pig and a chinchilla, maybe a couple other smaller animals like that, you know, you roll them all into one, you get a daigu. And actually, people may not realize that they, flipping channels, may have seen these animals, but usually you see them, if you're watching these nature shows, in groups of about 100 on a hill in Chile. This is the type of animal we're talking about. Only 8 ounces.
Half a pound.
And daigus, they are much better when they're in pairs or when they're in groups. But this one happened to be a stray found on Lakeshore Road in Derby. Somebody with with eagle eyes actually saw this animal, knew that it wasn't any kind of a rodent that they maybe normally see out in the area, and scooped it up, brought it into us. And this one tends to be a bit of an escape artist, as many of them are. You know, these animals, people who own these animals know that they love to nibble and chew on things. And we noticed very quickly a plastic cage will not do for this little boy who we are now calling Jet. Best to have a metal cage, but he's very social, very interactive, not thrilled about being picked up. So that tells us he wasn't trained to be picked up as a youngster. People who work with these animals from the time they're babies train them to be picked up. He likes being around people, but doesn't want to lose that much control.
I've never heard of a daigu before. Are they a new one? Is this like a rebrand, like how the Sabres weren't doing too good and then they changed their jerseys? And then, like, is this like...
We're rebranding rodents.
Yeah, like the rat just wasn't popular enough. We'll put some spots on you and call you a daigu.
We don't receive that many. But let me tell you why. They are very desirable pets. People love them. And I do have to say, while I would never say don't ever have certain animals around any children, we always talk about these smaller animals. Sometimes people look at smaller animals like this as starter pets for kids. We never think it's a good idea to use any living creature to teach a child responsibility. If you're going to work with children and pets, you need to be right there. You need to be involved. Once children have already demonstrated a level of responsibility, living things are never teaching tools for children to teach them responsibilities. Never a good idea.
Okay. Now, the reason we're featuring the daigu, we need to remind people, is because you told them last week that dog pneumonia is at the SPCA, and right now there are no dog adoptions going on.
That's right. That's right. We still have dogs, but no dog adoptions. Once we detected the pneumonia in more than one dog, that was our indication. Close down adoptions. We don't want people, first of all, we don't want people adopting dogs from us, dogs who could be incubating pneumonia, bringing it home to possibly a home pet or animals in the neighborhood, and then all of a sudden, a few days later, showing the signs of pneumonia. So that was number one. Number two, it's so contagious. And Bethany talked about this a little bit last week. Just walking through the kennels or just touching a cage or a kennel door that might have a little bit of that virus on it is extremely dangerous because you could bring it from animal to animal to animal. So once we detected it in more than one dog, we decided to close down. Some people might think of that as an over-the-top response, but not unusual for us to go over the top a little bit. We want to make sure everyone is safe and healthy and protected. We have submitted another round of tests, and we're waiting for those test results to come back. If they come back the way we think they should, we're hoping to reopen dog adoptions Monday or Tuesday. Again, we won't know that until the results come back from some of the latest dogs who we've tested. We won't know that. Hopefully, that's going to be over the weekend that we'll find out. And we are right now looking at Monday or Tuesday trying to reschedule these adoption appointments again. But more on that will follow. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. We will definitely put that message out once we're ready to put some of those dogs back on the regular adoption floor again. I will say this. This building, this is the first time we have done such an intense deep cleaning since we moved in. So once we have cleared the shelter of this pneumonia, this is probably going to be the cleanest, safest place to adopt an animal for a while.
Because, hey, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we're letting those
cleaning. I was going to say, you know, it's a good thing this is the new building because you have so much more space where you're, you know, probably way better equipped to deal with this now than you were, you know, maybe 5 years ago.
I mean, the last place, that building was built in 1961, and this is our shelter on Ensminger Road in Tonawanda. We moved about 4 years ago, but it got to the point that we wouldn't have even been able to manage something like this because we couldn't find the parts to help with the cleaning instruments because those manufacturers were long out of business. And that's part of the reason we couldn't just completely redo that shelter. That's part of the reason we had to move to a new place. We couldn't even find the materials we needed anymore.
Okay. Well, anyway, we do have this
Daegu.
And you know what? His coat looks kind of like a chinchilla, right? Is it really soft?
It's very soft. And yeah, some people do compare these. Some people say that they shrunk chinchillas, and chinchillas are small already. So when you look at this little guy, very peppy, very social, and could really be a nice addition to your household.
All right.
Wow. And it also reminds me of a prairie dog. Is that far from
it? Yeah. You know what? That's even a better description. When people see pictures of those prairie dogs, for people who don't know what Daegus look like, there's the picture you want in your mind. And I can tell the enthusiasm in the studio is off the charts. Maybe I should go and bring him back in this morning.
Oh, that's okay.
Please do.
That's okay.
Please do. I've been meaning to look for a prairie dog to add to the family.
Maybe your dogs need a pet of their own.
I'm not teaching them responsibility that way, Gina. Gina Latuca with the SPCA joining us. If you want to see what we're talking about, do so at News Radio 930. And keep in mind, hopefully more word on dog adoptions coming within the next few days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.